Well, good morning.
早上好。
What a wonderful encouragement we've just had from Eva to look back and count our blessings.
Eva 刚才给了我们多么美妙的一个鼓励，就是数主的恩典。
I feel like the essence of what I was wanting to share this morning has already been shared.
我发现我的今天主要的要点已经被分享了。
God is good.
神是美善的。
There's a saying, God is good all the time.
这个我们经常要说神是美善的。
And all the time, God is good.
因为他是美善的，在所有的时间他都是美善的。
And that's true.
这是真的。
There's a verse in Psalm 34, verse 8, that says, Taste and see that the Lord is good.
在诗篇的
Psalm 34, verse 8.
34篇的第八节，他是说，你们要尝主恩的滋味。
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
尝主恩的滋味。
If you can't say that from the depths of your heart, then my encouragement this morning is taste and see that the Lord is good.
如果你不能从心的深处就感到这个神的美善的话，我今天鼓励你，你来说神是美善的。
We're encouraged to experience God, to taste Him.
我们来鼓励，就是说我们来尝主恩的滋味，来经历它。
And seeing speaks of perception, realizing that comes from tasting.
我们尝了主恩的滋味，我们就能够来知道主是美善的。
God is so good.
神是多么的美善。
And I think we don't fully appreciate just how good He is.
我认为我们没有真正的完全的来体会神的美善。
But as we reflect on what He's done, that's a starting point.
但是当我们开始来回想神的作为的时候，我们就开始会数算神的恩典。
As we count our blessings, that's a good starting point.
我们数算神的恩典也是一个很好的一个开始。
But God is so good.
但神真的是很美善。
If you were here a little earlier while the breaking of bread was taking place, you would have reflected on the greatness of His love for us.
当我们刚才在摆饼的时候，我们就回想主是怎么样爱我们。
If you've been reflecting on the message of Christmas over this last week, you would have been thinking of something that is incredibly wonderful.
当我们回想上个圣诞节的一个信息的时候，我们就会想起在神的在过去的一年里，神做了多么奇妙的作为。
That the God who created the universe should love us enough that He would.Become a man to rescue us.
这位创造宇宙的神，他因为爱我们的缘故，他道成肉身。
Such amazing love.
多奇妙的恩典。
God is good.
神真的是好的。
Back in Exodus chapter 33, I just want to take us to a little passage there.
在出埃及记有三十四章，我们有一段经文
，where Moses was having a conversation with God。
当摩西和神交谈的时候
，and God had been telling Moses that He was going to lead His people into the promised land。
神告诉摩西，他要把他的百姓带到一个应许之地。
And this was a land that was an amazing place.
这个地方是很奇妙的地方。
God had promised it was a land flowing with milk and honey.
神应许说这个地方是流奶与蜜的地方。
Where everything that the people needed would be made available to them.
他会提供所有人需要的东西。
Food to eat that would be growing out of the ground and from the trees.
这些食物就从树上面长出来。
Great mineral wealth to be dug out of the ground.
在地上就是有很多的蜜。
It was a reflection of God's goodness towards His people.
这是一个神对的一个他的百姓的一个反应。
And a picture to us of what God has prepared for us in Jesus.
一个景象就是说我们准备对耶稣的一个应许。
But Moses said, above everything else, we need your presence, Lord.
这摩西就说了，在所有的事情上面，我们都需要你的同在。
And then Moses had a request for God.
这个摩西是这个人向神所要的。
He said, "Lord, show me your glory."
他说：“神啊，显示你的荣耀吧。”
Now Moses had already had a number of encounters with God at that point.
在这个时候。摩西已经和神见过几次了。
You remember he had seen a burning bush that burnt, but the bush wasn't consumed because it was God Himself who was that fire that he was seeing.
你记得以前有一次他在一个燃烧的那个树丛当中见到那个神，但这个树丛并没有被烧毁，因为这是神他亲自在那边。
When I say it was God Himself, it was part of a manifestation of God's power that Moses was seeing.
当我们说神在那边的时候，就是说他这个神的力量在那边显现。
And sometime later, after they'd come out of Egypt, not long before this passage that we're just reading, God had taken Moses up onto Mount Sinai.
在这段经文不久的前面，就是。摩西到了一个西乃山上
and the glory of God came down on that mountain. There was lightning and thunder, and the whole place shook with the presence of God.
神的这个很大能的降临，使得这个山都是有电闪雷鸣，这个山都摇动。
So Moses had already had experiences of God revealing Himself.
神摩西已经经历了神的那个他的显现。
But there was something in Moses that wanted more.
但是在摩西的心里面他还想要更多。
And he said, "Show me your glory, Lord."
他就说神啊你显现你的荣耀。
And then the Lord said this in verse 19.
神在第十九节他就说
So in verse 18 of chapter 33 Moses had said show me your glory in verse 18 Exodus 33 Exodus 33:18 Moses said show me your glory
在18节摩西说求你显出你的荣耀给我看
And then the Lord said I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence.
他就耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。
You notice him saying, "I will make all my goodness pass before you."
你看到他就说他在。我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过。
To really see the glory of God is to see the goodness of God.
你要真的见到神的荣耀，你要知道神的美善。
That's why I say I don't think any of us have yet fully seen just how amazing and immense and far-reaching.Is the goodness of God.
所以我就是说，我们没有真正的、完全的见到神的他这个美善、他的丰富、他的荣耀。
But God hid him in the cleft of a rock and let his glory pass by, and he gave him some glimpse into the goodness of God.
他就有一个放在一个磐石上面，让他见到神的一个荣耀的一点。
God is so good.
神真的是很好。
And we sometimes get caught up in circumstances that surround us.
有时候我们会被那个环境所困扰。
And they can seem overwhelming.
看上去非常的厉害。
And I'm not sure as you look back on 2018, whether there are things where there have been disappointments, where there has been prayers not yet answered.
当你回想过去的2018年的时候，你看看有些什么东西使你失望的，有些什么你祷告的但是没有被答应的。
But there is one reality to hold on to, and that is God is good.
但是你不要忘记有一个非常现实的，就是神是美善的。
And as we look ahead into 2019, the one certain hope we have to hold on to is that God is good.
当我们展望2019年的时候，我们就有一个很确切的一个盼望，就是神他是美善的。
You know, when they were going into the land,
当我进入这个地方的时候，
there were challenges that they were going to be facing.
那里有很多的挑战。
Somebody once said, wherever there's milk and honey, there's bulls and bees.
那里当有蜜和奶的时候，它那边就有牛和蜜蜂。
For them to experience all of the goodness of God that was to be made available to them, they were going to encounter challenges.
虽然说神的非常美善的都祝福他们了，但是那里也会有很多的挑战。
And they were going to have to trust God and take hold of His promises and enter into them.
他们就要相信神的应许，抓住神的应许，进入这个挑战里面。
And God in His goodness was going to enable them to do that.
所以神的美善使得他们能够做这些挑战，面对这些挑战。
There's a little passage in Exodus 23.
在一个出埃及记23章里面有一段一小段经文。
Where he says in verse 28, I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites out of your way.
我要打发黄蜂飞在你前面，把希未人、迦南人、和人撵出去。
I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become too desolate, and the wild animals too numerous for you.
我不在一年之内将他们从你面前撵出去，恐怕地成为荒凉，野地的兽多起来害你。
Little by little I will drive them out before you, until you have increased enough to take possession of the land.
我要渐渐地将他们从你面前撵出去，等到你的人数加多，承受那地为业。
Now there's an important principle in there.
这里面有一个很重要的一个原则。
On the one hand, we need to understand that God has prepared a great inheritance for us, and it has been given to us already.
在一个方面，我们要知道神给我们准备了一份很大的一个产业。
That is to experience all that God has on His heart for us.
就是我们要经历神在神心里所以他给我们准备的。
Now if you haven't yet experienced God's goodness, the invitation is to taste and see that He is good.
如果你还没有完全的认识到神的美善，就是我们邀请你来尝一尝这个主恩的滋味。
If you haven't yet said yes to the Lord Jesus who gave His life for you and says, come to me, then that's the first step to start to taste and to see that he is good.
如果你还没有对主耶稣说，是的，我要接受你的救恩，那么你最好的开始就是你自己来尝一尝主恩的滋味。
And when we first do that, we have this wonderful experience that our sins are forgiven and that we now have full free access into the presence of God.
这个是非常奇妙的，就是我们的罪被赦免，我们的能够进入到神完全的丰富里面去，这个经历是非常奇妙。
But that's a starting point.
不过这是一个开始的地方。
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
主耶稣也说了，你们不要害怕，你们这小群，因为神他要把他的国赐给你们了。
And we have a Father who wants to lavish His gifts upon us.
我们的天父要把他的奇妙的一个礼物要送给我们。
But for us to be able to enter into all that He has for us, there's a process.
但是我们要进入他这个丰富的里面，这有一个过程。
God needs to strengthen us and strengthen our faith and enlarge our capacity to receive all that He has for us.
他神要把坚定我们的信仰，要增强我们的能力。
In the passage we've just read, he said that little by little he would drive out the enemies before them.
在我们刚刚念的经文里面，他就说他渐渐地把那个敌人撵走。
They didn't have the capacity to take the whole of the land in one go.
我们不能够一下子就有很大的能力去把那个地方全部占住。
Now part of God's goodness is that he's a loving father who knows how to train and discipline where necessary and prepare his children to receive all that he has for them.
他不但有这个他的美善，他还是一个慈父，他知道怎么样渐渐的来预备，来照顾他的孩子。
One of the things I just want to touch on this morning is the discipline of God.
我想来谈一谈今天就是一个点，就是神的这个管教。
Because those he loves, he disciplines.
他爱他们，他就管教他们。
But I think we need revelation to fully understand what discipline means from God's perspective.
我们需要一个启示，就是我们知道到底神的管教意味着什么。
Because as soon as I mention that word discipline, I imagine there are all sorts of connotations that come into people's minds based on their own experiences of growing up.
当我们提到这个管教的时候，很多人会想起一些负面的、不好的一些想象，因为他们成长起来的这种不好的一个经历吧。
Some of us were blessed with parents who were very skillful and reflected God's heart in the way they trained and disciplined and brought us up.
有很多的孩子，他们很幸运，因为他们的父母很有技巧，他们以神的心为心，他们来教育、来培养那些孩子。
And some of us had very different experiences that give us a certain concept of what God is like as a father.
他们就是说，他们还有很不同的这些经历，就是我们怎么样以神为一个父亲。
You know, Jesus said in John 15 that let's just turn to John 15 and I'll just develop this a little bit.
在约翰福音的十五章
He says, "I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so it will be even more fruitful.
我是真葡萄树，第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的，枝子他就剪去，凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And then he goes on in verse 3 to say, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
现在因我，你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
That word in verse 3 about you are already clean, the word clean, is actually the same root word in the original as prune.
在这个第三节里面讲这个字干净，它是跟那个实际上就是那个修剪的一个同义词，同根的一个词。
The pruning that Jesus is speaking of is a pruning that he does primarily from my experience and primarily from what I've seen of the Gospels, and I just want to touch on one example of it, is primarily from his word.
神他都说了修剪，就是基本上就是说就是他这个弄干净的意思。
Can we turn to Luke chapter 9?
在路加福音的第九章。
And I just want to go through some experiences that reflected the way that Jesus disciplined his own disciples.
我想讲一些经历，就是说这个主耶稣他自己怎样一个管教他的门徒。
And it was to enlarge them, to make them able to enter into all that he had for them.
就是说他要把他们的能力增大，能够进入他的完全的丰富里面去。
You know, those of us who are fathers and mothers, if I can just mention this before we look at Luke 9, those of us who are fathers and mothers, we know, we have a little reflection in our own hearts of how God loves his children.
我们在做父母的人里面，我们知道我们的神是怎么样爱我们。
You know, Jesus, I'll get to Luke 9 in a moment, but Jesus said back in Matthew chapter 7, what father, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
在马太福音的里面，主耶稣就说了，如果一个儿子求鱼，父亲会给他一个石头吗？
We who are parents love our children and we want good things for our children.
我们做父母的爱我们的子女，我们想给我们子女是最好的。
And Jesus said, if you, being sinful, still have that heart, how much more does your heavenly father want good things for his children?
如果你的心里面还是一个罪性的话，那么这个天父怎么会给你很多一个好的呢？
But a wise and loving father knows how to bring his children into those things that he has for them.
这个天父就知道他怎么样把那个好的东西把我们带到一个好的里面去。
When our first son was 3 years old, we wanted to teach him about money and the use of money.
在我儿子三岁的时候，我们就想告诉他怎么样这个用这个钱。
So he's only 3 years old, so he's not really very mature or able to handle much when it comes to money.
但是他因为只有三岁，他搞不清楚钱到底是怎么回事。
But we wanted him to learn about money.
但是我们希望他学习怎么样有关钱的事情。
So we said to him, you're old enough now to start to have some pocket money.
我们就跟他说，你现在长大了，你可以自己有点零花钱。
And this was in the days when we still had 1 cent coins.
这个时候，当这个时候的话，我们那时候还是有一分钱的。
So I took 3 1-cent coins and said, this is going to be your pocket money.
我就给他三个一分钱的硬币，说这就是你的零花钱了。
There are 3 coins because there are 3 things that we do with money.
为什么我给他三个一分钱呢？因为我们有三件事，有关钱的三件事。
The first one is we give back to God because everything comes from Him.
第一件事情我们就奉献给神，因为所有的事东西都是神给我们的。
And the second one we save because there'll be something in the future that's going to cost more than 1 cent, so we need to start saving.
第二件事我们就要把钱存起来，因为在未来可能有需要用钱的地方。
And the third one is to spend on things we need, or in your case, things you want, because there's not too much you need. That we're looking after all of that.
第三个钱就是用途，就是说我们用买一些我们需要的东西。
But we wanted him to learn right from the very beginnings that there are 3 purposes of money: to give back to God, to save, and to spend.
就是我们从一开始我们就想要学习三件事情，就是第一件。奉献给神，第二件我们就是储蓄，第三件我们就是花费这个钱。
But we had to start with something very small because he wasn't able to cope with anything more than that.
我们从小的地方开始，因为他自己也比较小，就不能够处理很大的。
And as he grew, he learned that those were the 3 things you do with money.
他长大了起来，他就慢慢的就学会了这个三件的事情，有关钱的事情。
When he was a 15-year-old, he wanted to go on a mission trip to Romania.
大概在15岁的时候，他就想去一个传教的一个地，到罗马尼亚去传教。
And that was going to cost quite a lot of money for the airfare and the travel.
这个旅程需要很多的钱，因为要买飞机票。
But he'd been learning the lessons over the last 12 years.
但是他因为过去12年的一个学习
，and he was ready for more to be poured out.
他准备好了，就是来付出更多。
So he said to him, "We'll give you half the cost, but you'll need to."Work and earn enough for the other half.
我们就跟他说，我们会给你一半的一个花费，你自己一半的花费，你要自己去工作去挣过来。
We love the fact that he wanted to go on this trip because his heart was to serve.
我们很开心，因为他的心是他要服侍。
But we didn't just want to make it so easy that there wasn't work for him to do as part of that.
但是我们也不希望。他的就是这个愿望就很容易的就实现了，我们要让他去工作来实现。
So we'd had this conversation with plenty of time to go before he had to leave on the trip.
我们在这个旅程之前我们也谈了很多。
And then several weeks before it was time to go and the money had to be paid, he came to us.
在他旅程开始的几个星期以前，这个钱都付了，他跟我们说。
And he reminded us of the conversation that if he had earned half of it, we would pay the other half.
他就提醒我们，我们也该付我们的一半了。
And he said, you know, I've actually been able to earn the whole lot.
你知道吗？实际上我挣了全部。
So you don't need to pay the other half.
你不必再付另外一半了。
And you know the joy that that gives to a father's and mother's heart when their son says something like that.
当我儿子说这些的时候，我们的心里是非常高兴。
So he said, that's wonderful. What we'll do is that other money that was earmarked for you, you can take with you to Romania and you can yourself talk to God about how you can bless people over there with the use of that money.
我们说， 但是我们决定还是把这个钱给你，你可以带到罗马尼亚去，你去跟神讲你怎么样把这个钱用在那个罗马尼亚的人的身上。
He said, our one request is you talk it through with the leader of this team, just for maturity and wisdom in knowing how to best use it, but it's your choice as to how that's going to be used.
你可以跟你们领队的去商量你怎么花费这个钱，但是这个钱是你自己来决定。
And a few, not a few, into his 20s, we as parents were able to help him buy a house because we knew that he was ready to take on that responsibility and the heart was there that was going to use whatever gifts were given in a good way.
当他二十岁的时候，我们帮助他了，买了房子，我们知道他已经非常成熟，他知道怎么样在这个金钱上面他有一个好的一个计划。
My point is, our heart as parents was always to lavish all that was in our power to lavish on our children.
我们做父母的总是我们尽全力盼望我们的子女好。
But wisdom was to help them to grow and develop both the heart to be responsible with what they had and the skills to use it well.
但是智慧和技巧告诉我们，我们要把他们训练一个准备好。
You know, there's nothing, there's no good thing that the Lord will hold back from those that walk uprightly.
我们的主也是这样，他不会把好的留着不给我们。
But he needs to train us and develop us and discipline us so that we can use what he wants to pour out on us in ways that will glorify him and be a blessing to others.
就是他也要把训练我们，管教我们，把我们预备好来接受他这个丰富，也把他这个祝福带给别人。
Now I used an example with money just as an illustration. It's much more than just money.
刚才我举的例子就是显示它不仅仅是单单钱的问题，它就有一个怎么样教育子女。
God's plan for us as his children is to make a difference to the world around us.
神预备我们训练我们是他要把那个世界变成不一样。
He wants to bless us so we can be a blessing.
他祝福我们也使我们能够来祝福一个别人。
He wants us to be part of extending the kingdom of heaven upon earth.
他希望我们成为一个这个在地上的天国里面的一个人。
And part of his goodness is to prepare us and discipline us and train us to do that.
所以他的美善里面也有他要来管理我们，来训练我们。
I am coming to Luke 9, but I just want to say one other thing before I get there.
我马上就要讲到那个路加福音的第九章了，但是我还要之前我还要说点点别的。
When we talk of discipline, we need to understand that God is good.
当我们在说管教的时候，我们一定要懂得神是好的。
I work in the insurance industry, and a lot of what I do involves helping people to recover from losses they've had from fires or cyclones or storms.
我是在一个保险业工作的，我的工作就是帮助这些受保的人，他们从那个这个灾害里面他们恢复，就是很多的什么风暴啊，什么火灾啊，他们的里面损失当中恢复过来。
And there's a phrase that's sometimes used in the insurance industry that says acts of God. There's a phrase that's used that says acts of God, things that God does.
就是说有一他保险的合同里面有一个条款说在神手里面，天灾都是在神手里面。
The implication is that the things that cause people loss are things that God has done to them. The fire that comes, the storm that hits, that is an act, an action of God.
这些天灾啊，火灾啊，都是神的作为。
As if there's an angry God out to punish them.
好像就是一个愤怒的神在惩罚他们。
Now, I don't have time this morning to fully unpack this, but there is a wrong theology that lies behind that.
我今天没有时间来展开了，但是这是一个是错的一个神学。
Now, God is sovereign, but a lot of things happen on this earth that are not the acts of God, or I hesitate to say this because I might be misunderstood, but they're not necessarily the will of God.
就是说神虽然是说统治这个世界，他是一个管理这个宇宙的，但是并不是说这些不好的事情是一个神的作为或者是神的意愿来做的。
I actually wrote an article a few years ago in an insurance industry publication which just dealt with that concept of acts of God.
我在以前在一个保险的一个杂志里面写过一篇文章呢，就是解释这个事情。
And pointed out that some of the things he was being blamed for were actually the acts of men.
很多的事情我们埋怨神的事情实际上是人的作为。
In fact, if you want to go right back to the theological foundation of Genesis chapter 3,you will discover that it was a choice of mankind that put this whole world out of balance.
你如果回到那个创世纪的第三章，我们就去看，就是说它是一个人的一个作为，把那个整个的世界都是堕落。
But if I try and unpack that a bit more, I run the risk of running out of time, so I won't.
如果我展开的话，可能我时间就不够了。
But feel free to challenge me afterwards.
但是可以，你可以到我们结束以后，你可以来挑战我。
Okay, Luke chapter 9, Jesus sent out his 12 disciples.
路加福音第九章就是耶稣差遣十二门徒。
It says in verse 1, Jesus had called the 12 together. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases.
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒。给他们能力权柄制服一切的鬼医治各样的病。
And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
又差遣他们去宣传神国的道医治病人。
So they were to take this message that Jesus himself had been both speaking and demonstrating, they were to take that message out themselves into the villages.
他们门徒们就把耶稣所说的话所讲的道去传给那些村庄里面的人去听。
Now you might say that Jesus was running a bit of a risk in giving these young men the power and the authority that he gave them.
你可能会说因为神给这些年轻人这样的权柄他是冒了一定的风险的。
Because as we see later in the chapter, there was still some pruning that he was going to have to do with them to make them fully ready to take on all of that power and authority.
你们也可以看到这些经文后面，他就是说神是怎么样管教他们，来怎么样使得训练他们，使得他们能够完全的能够。管这个拿使用这个权柄。
But he took that risk and he sent them out.
他冒了这个风险，他差遣他们出去。
And they had an amazing time sharing the message that Jesus had given them and actually seeing his power in operation. They healed the sick. They drive out demons.
他们有一段美妙的时光，就是说他们把耶稣的信息传出去，而且他们也眼见这些奇妙的事情发生，就是这些病人都给治好。
And they came back with excitement and stories to share about what they'd seen and what had happened.
他们回来也很开心，他们彼此分享这些奇妙的事情。
And Jesus has had to say a little later on, we see it in Luke chapter 10 with a smile on his face, that's good, but let your joy really be in this, that your names are written in heaven. That's the real thing, that's the celebration for you to have.
在第四章里面，耶稣也很开心，他说，但最重要的事情是你的名字要写在天国的名册上面。
But let me fast forward in the chapter to verse 46.
到第四十六节。
Luke 9:46. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest.
门徒中起的议论，谁将为大？
Now I wonder where that sort of argument sprang from.
我不知道这个争论是从哪里起头的。
I wonder if in part it came out of the different stories they had when they'd gone out.
可能会是 起源于他们不同的故事，他们不同的经历。
So they'd gone out two by two, so there were 10 who hadn't actually seen what any two had seen.
就是他们两个人一组一组出去，他们会看到的一些不同的。
And perhaps one of them said, wow, we commanded 10 demons to leave this person and they went.
我说啊，我们看到我们赶出了十个巫鬼。
And another said, wow, we saw this person who had been lame from birth and we spoke healing to him in the name of Jesus and he walked again.
我们看到一个人瘫在地上，但是我们奉主的名他就能够站立起来了。
Now I'm speculating here a little, but you start to wonder where this conversation that the disciples were having and this argument they were having had actually come from.
我们在这里就是有一些猜测，这个争论是从哪里起头的。
And this is where discipline is revealed.
这就是这个管教要开始了。
This is where pruning happened.
这就是这里要修剪了。
This is where Jesus had to correct them firmly and clearly.
这个时候神耶稣就很清楚地纠正他们。
Because if that branch were to continue to grow, it would mean there'd be no real fruit on that tree.
如果不修剪的话，这个树枝又长出来，这个树枝是没有不结果子的树枝。
Because this was right against the principle of the kingdom of God.
这是完全的违背神国的原则的。
Where he that is greatest is the one who is least.
最大的就要做最小的。
And Jesus had to do some pruning.
所以耶稣要做修剪了。
And he took a little child, and many of us know the story of what he said to them. He said, you've got to be like a little child.
他就跟他们说，你们要成为一个小的孩子。
He disciplined them by his words.
他用他的话来教育他们。
Now, going right along in verse 49, there was some more discipline that was needed.
在四十九节的时候还要更多的一个教训。
Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name and we tried to stop him because he's not one of us.
约翰说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不与我们一同跟从你。
It was as if John was saying, okay, we get what you've taught us, that we're not greater than each other, we're all equal, but we're better than them because we're part of your team.
好像这里就是约翰说，哎，我们懂了，我们这些人没有一个很大或者谁多大谁多小，但是呢，他说有一些人不是我们一起的。
There was an elitism, a sense of superiority that had to be pruned.
这个地方还是要有一个做一个修剪的工作，就是纠正的工作。
And Jesus was saying to them, what that person is doing in the name of Jesus is okay.
他耶稣就说，他在奉耶稣的名做的这些事是好的。
Whoever is not against you is for you.
他说，因为不抵挡你们的，就是帮助你们的。
There was some pruning that was needed.
这里需要一些纠正。
Incidentally, that's a significant thing for the body of Christ to learn that just because somebody is not part of our church or our denomination doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is not very able to work with them and amongst them and be comfortable with them.
这是对我们的意义，就是说虽然其他的弟兄姐妹不在我们一起的聚会，但是并不是说意味着这个圣灵不在他们中间来教训他们，来安慰他们。
And one of the greatest strategies of the enemy to stop the body of Christ fulfilling its mission is to sow those seeds of elitism and superiority and dissension that has Christians opposing each other more than opposing the enemy that is oppressing the world.
这个魔鬼的诡计就是把我们的教会分裂开来，彼此分别，使得我们的基督徒互相的攻击，甚至于比那个反对敌人还要起劲。
And I speak from experience of where God has had to discipline me in when that spirit has been expressed from my mouth.
我自己也经历了神的管教。
And then in verse 51, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him.
在51节，他耶稣要被接上天的日子将到的时候，他在一个耶路撒冷的一个村庄里，他也准备一个信息。
But the people there didn't welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. And when the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them, just like Elijah did?
那里的人不接待他，因为他要向耶路撒冷去。他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？
But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and he said, You don't know what kind of spirit you're of, for the Son of Man didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
耶稣转身责备两个门徒说，你们的心如何，你们并不知道。人子来不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。说着就往别的村庄里去。
And Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village.
耶稣转身责备他们，他们到别的村庄里去。
So who did Jesus rebuke?
耶稣责备谁呢？
It wasn't the Samaritans in that village, it was his disciples.
并不是村庄里的那些村民，而是他的门徒。
Now what those Samaritans in that village did was terribly wrong.
他们撒玛利亚人做的事情是非常的错的。
If anyone should have been grateful to Jesus, it was those Samaritans.
如果谁要感谢耶稣的，是最需要感谢耶稣的，就是那些撒玛利亚人。
Jesus had already reached out to the Samaritan woman.
耶稣已经 去到那个撒玛利亚妇人那里。
He had cut across the prejudice that the Jewish people had for the Samaritans.
他没有理会这些犹太人对这个撒玛利亚人的偏见。
And he was on his way to Jerusalem to give his life for those people, as indeed he was giving his life for you and for me as well. But he was giving his life for them.
他是把他的生命带给那些撒玛利亚人的去，就像他把生命带给我们一样。
And these people dismissed him.
但是这些人不理他。
Who is this man? He's not welcome here.
谁？他是谁啊？我们不欢迎他。
Now.You can understand why James and John said what they said.
你可以理解为什么雅各和约翰说这个事情。
But how different to the principles of the kingdom of heaven that Jesus was unfolding, how different were those principles to what they were proposing?
但是主耶稣显示的一个天国的原则，它是完全是不一样。
You know, Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world.
他来到世界，并不是说要诅咒这个世界。
This is not the day of judgment.
因为这个不是定罪的时候。
This is the year of Jubilee. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the day of salvation.
这是一个拯救的一个时代。
The enemy is the one who comes to steal and kill and destroy.
敌人来是要毁坏，他要偷窃。
These disciples had been given power and authority by Jesus not to wreak vengeance and to send out punishment on people. That was there to deal with the enemy.
主耶稣给他们权柄，并不是说来惩罚这些人的，他是要对付这些敌人。
They had to learn that God is good.
他们要学会说神是好的。
He has come that these people might have life and have it abundantly.
他来是要给人一个生命，给人一个丰盛的一个生命。
But isn't it wonderful the way Jesus did his?Disciplining and his enlarging of these disciples.
他主耶稣就是说要来训练门徒，把他们的能力增强。
You know, God has put enormous authority into our hands as His children.
神把很大的一个权柄给我们，就是我们可以做神的儿女。
Jesus said after he descended, after he'd risen from the dead, and before he descended into heaven, he said, All power and all authority is given to me. You go, therefore, into the whole world and make disciples of all nations. He was giving us authority in his name. He's already given us so much.But he needs to discipline and enlarge and enable us to use that in a way that really reflects his heart and his goodness.
在主耶稣复活，在他升天以前，他就跟他的门徒说：“我要差遣你们到万国，传福音给万民听。”他给了我们很大的权柄，但是他也要训练我们，慢慢的把我们的能力增强。
And the more we allow him to do that, the more he can use us.
他如果在我们身上做了越多的工作，我们就越有能力去做他的事情。
God is good.
神是好的。
Just as I wrap up this morning, I just want to encourage you to taste and see that he is good.
今天早上我说这些，我是要来鼓励你。你自己去尝一尝主恩的滋味。
And I'll be bold enough to say that his goodness exceeds anything that any of us, including myself, have really yet seen in its fullness.
但是他的这美善，我们还远远的没有完全的领会。
But God loves to pour out gifts upon his children in order to enable us to make a difference to the world around us.
他愿意说他把他的一个好的倾倒在我们上面。
And in the midst of whatever circumstances we're going through, God is good.
不管我们经历了怎样的一个环境，神是好的。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for your amazing love.
谢谢你给我们的一个奇妙的爱。
And thank you for the amazing gospel that you've given to us.
谢谢你给我们一个奇妙的福音。
Thank you for the inheritance that you've opened up to us.
谢谢你给我们的产业。
And thank you that you're a loving Father who knows how to bring us into all of it.
谢谢你知道怎么样把我们带进这个里面。
Increase our hunger to taste and to see that you are good.
让我们饥渴慕义来尝主恩的滋味。
And Lord, where there are unanswered prayers at the end of this year, we pray that you would give us faith to hold on to you.
不管我们没有答应的祷告，让我们来坚定对你的信仰。
And as we go into 2019, prepare us for all that you have in store for us.
请你预备我们进入新的一年。
In Jesus' wonderful name.
奉主耶稣奇妙的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, dear brother.
We thank Brother Tony and Brother Edward for the message.